get stuck with all the bad luck. No one but
crisis actors.
This is my second shooting. I was on October 1, so this is just more stuff in therapy to talk through.
Business law student Caleb Melise was in class when he heard shots.
Fight or flight starts to kick in.
Just a few years ago, Melise says he was also at the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history, the 2017 Las Vegas Music Festival that left 58 people dead.
I feel like I'm in the wrong place, wrong time sometimes, but, you know, I'm glad that I'm able to walk through it.
No shit.
I have a job at the library at 5 o'clock, and I don't know if I'm going to go, but, you know, if I am, how can I be expected to come back onto campus after something like this happened? Yeah. You know?
Yeah, I was going to ask, how does this make you feel about going to school now?
I mean, it's terrifying. just when I was thinking, you know, I don't love online classes, but I don't know anymore, you know. it's a lot safer than going to campus, I guess. I mean, it's terrifying, you know.
Behind me here, a number of students here just waiting for the next shuttle to take them to the convention center. I just arrived here a couple minutes ago to get some information, and I've been talking to a number of students. I'm going to have our photojournalist sort of work with me here. There are a number of theater students here who run theater class.
The student union, we heard the second ones because it was silent in the class. The first time we were like all talking and we heard the alarm go off in the classroom, and we were all shocked because we didn't know if it was like a drill or something. But like the second time for like in the student union, that's when we like kind of heard it in the distance, and we were all like, oh. Oh.
So yeah. What's going through all of your minds right now? I mean, there's three people dead, not including the suspect who's deceased. This is information that police have confirmed. What's going through your mind when you hear about this?
Honestly, right now, I'm kind of just in shock, so I don't know. But like in the moment, like there was so much going on and so many different things being said that I was kind of like panicking, but also just kind of like sitting there. I honestly don't think I said a lot like the entire time. I was just like sitting there and I kind of cried a little, but like it was like you never expect it to happen until it actually does, and when it does, it's kind of like,
yeah. I mean, even in university when I was there, you unfortunately prepare for this sort of thing.
Yeah.
But did you feel like you knew what you were doing, or did you get information on what to do?
I feel like in the moment you're just kind of like, it's so surreal. Like honestly, you don't know what to expect, and then like since it actually happened, it was kind of like,
I mean, it's terrifying.
I just kept running until somebody saw me crying in the street and they told me to come inside.
We have reports of multiple victims inside, but we're not going to advance forward until we get a clear that that's a cold zone.
A student should have to fear pursuing their dreams on a college campus. What happened today is a heinous, unforgivable crime.
As a parent, there are no words for what you feel. It's indescribable, the feeling that you have.
I mean, it's terrifying.
Just bullshit. It never happened.
Go on to the floor, be here. Do not go home.